high around 63. We'll be in the upper 60s Friday as we get a brief break in between storm systems, then showers likely again. Saturday afternoon, Saturday night, before it turns sharply colder as an Arctic plunge of much colder air comes in on Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Heirloom Jewelers, specializing in antique and estate jewelry, diamonds, high-end watches, and more. Buy, sell, and trade with Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughn Road. And find Heirloom Jewelers on Facebook.
Network. I'm Andrew James. No arrests after a shooting last night in Montgomery. Police say a man was found shot at the intersection of Chisholm and Broadview streets. His injuries are not life-threatening. Please call Crime Stoppers if you have any information. An early morning fire at the Macon County Courthouse remains under investigation. County officials say a courthouse room caught fire early Monday morning. It's the same courthouse that authorities say was intentionally set on fire back in 2016. No injuries were reported. And a lawsuit filed against the Selma City Council by Selma Mayor Dario Melton is thrown out by a judge. Melton filed suit back in October after the City Council voted to assume appointment powers over some key city positions. Melton is expected to appeal this decision. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACV Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
Advertising drives the local economy. If you own a business, radio advertising creates and keeps traffic coming into your business and keeps you top of mind. Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help you grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Warm up your cold winter days with hot deals during Aaron's Winter Warm-Up. Yes, hot deals on living rooms, TVs, and even washers and dryers with no credit needed and free delivery and setup. Plus, this hot offer from January 11th to the 15th. Just $1 gets you started leasing to own and then no payments until February 15th. Start with just $1 at participating stores or Aaron's.com and enjoy Aaron's Winter Warm-Up now while the deals are still hot. Transaction advertised as a rental purchase agreement. Some restrictions apply. See store for details.
The kitchen calendar may say 2019, but if your kitchen's more like 1992, come into the Home Depot for up to 30% off appliance special buys. Like a four-piece stainless steel Samsung kitchen suite, now just $2,978. More than $2,000 off a Samsung fridge, gas range, microwave, and dishwasher. Better mark it on your new calendar. Up to 30% off select appliances. Now, at the Home Depot. More saving. More doing. U.S. only while supplies last. See store for details. Electric range available at extra cost. Valid through January 23rd.
What better way to roll into the new year than in a brand new Kia from Brubaker Kia in Montgomery? This month only, you pay what we pay on all new 2019 Kias in stock. You pay what we pay on Kias like the Forte, a fuel-efficient ride with a spacious interior and user-friendly tech features. The Kia Optima, a mid-size sedan offering an upscale interior with luxury features. The Kia Sportage, the compact crossover with unmistakable style and agile handling. Or the Kia Sorento, a mid-sized SUV with third-row seating and a quiet and refined ride. It all come with a 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty. Get rolling in style this year while you pay what we pay on all-new 2019 Kias right now at Brubaker Kia in Montgomery. Better vehicles, better service, better pricing. It's a better buy at Brubaker.
Plus tax, tag, title, and fees based on availability. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. All warranties and roadside assistance are limited. See retailer for warranty details. Offer expires January 31st.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Suspect Jake Patterson appeared in a Wisconsin court by video. Details how and why he kidnapped 13-year-old Jamie Kloss and killed her parents. Arresting officers say Patterson told them, quote, "I did it."
An extraordinary statement from an American president.
I never worked for Russia.
President Trump is pushing back after reports that the FBI opened an inquiry into whether or not he was an agent of Russia.
Cleanup is underway from the powerful winter storm that swept across the country.
President Trump told reporters he has, for the time being, shelved the threat of declaring a national emergency on the border.
A scare at a UPS facility in New Jersey after a man armed with a gun took two women hostage.
The suspect has been apprehended.
Tens of thousands of teachers in Los Angeles head to the picket line after a breakdown in contract talks.
The president is hosting the national champion Clemson University football team. White House residential staff furloughed, so the president bought dinner. American fast food.
UCLA gymnast Caitlin Ohashi is an internet star after she got a perfect 10 for her floor routine.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News on 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Tuesday. Excuse me, 272-9228. First time callers need to let Joey, the producer, know. We'll get your name in for the drawing for the Fresh Market $50 gift card. $50 gift card from Fresh Market. Also, any caller can get in on the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket. What is in that gift basket? $60 worth of items that you choose from Sweet Creek Farm Market. I want to tell you something. That's a whale of a place. Okay, 272-9228. I want to thank Bradley Byrne for calling in. He's a good interview, isn't he, Joey?
Oh, yes. He's very eloquent.
I've never had a situation where I've asked him something that he didn't give me a real straight answer on.
Well, and he'll say, well, this is... He'll admit where there's, you know, gaps in knowledge. Like, we don't know when the shutdown will happen. And he pretty much said that. Like, or how long the shutdown will last. He's very straightforward with you in that. He doesn't act like a know-it-all, but he does know a lot.
He does know a lot. Smart guy. We've got some very fortunate, Alabama's very fortunate to have some of our congressmen that we have, members of Congress. They're really, really good and very engaged, and I like that an awful lot. Did you hear the thing about the gymnast from UCLA? Did you hear that story? Have you seen the video?
I have not yet.
She is absolutely amazing. If I can find it, okay. I'll find it and play it for you. It's something to behold visually. This lady is just unreal. Okay. I'll try to find it for you. Let's see here. You heard that Clemson, I know you us Alabama fans aren't going to like this. Clemson went to the White House, and they don't have White House staff during like the stewards and the chefs and kitchen and all that are not considered vital folks, so those people go home. So let's listen in to Paula Reid talking about Clemson and the Happy Meals at the White House.
There are no talks scheduled to end the shutdown. President Trump, who's complained of never leaving the White House, flew to New Orleans yesterday to speak to a farmers' convention. He returned just in time to welcome college football's new national champions to a White House reception where fast food was on the menu. Paula Reid is at the White House with more on this story. Paula, everybody knows McDonald's French fries are the best.
The best. And there were plenty of them last night here at the White House. And while the impact of the shutdown is increasingly being felt across the country, here at the White House, it has some political advantages. First of all, it has helped delivering on this long-time Trump goal of constraining the federal government, and it's also helping to distract from the ever-expanding Russia investigation. President Trump, well, he's loving it.
We have some wonderful people working at the White House. They helped us out with this.
Quarter pounders by candlelight. With White House residential staff furloughed, President Trump picked up the tab for burgers, pizza, and fries for the champion Clemson Tigers.
Okay, so these kids, they're literally candelabras sitting on the table, and then they have all this food. And Melania Trump and some others that were going, some part of the family, were going to go in and make salad for them. And Donald Trump said, we're not doing salad for football players.
Isn't this like partly Donald Trump in a cultural sense, a mix of Liberace and Ronald McDonald?
Well, you know, he is a big McDonald's guy.
He is.
And so, you know, you would see pictures of being on Trump airplane and he's sitting there eating a McDonald's. I mean, he's a big McDonald's guy.
Oh, yeah.
And they, you know, he likes Big Macs and like Chicken McNuggets and things like that.
I think that somebody did a recent study. McDonald's happens to be one of the healthiest fast food places you can eat. Now, that doesn't mean go eat a bunch of quarter pounders and Big Macs or a McRib when it's in season. They just give more options now. Just the sneer that I saw online, oh, what is Trump doing feeding them this crap? It's American food.
Exactly. It is Americana as it can be. Absolutely. I mean, when you've got, you know, you've got McDonald's, you've got, I think he had Wendy's in there and pizza from Domino's and that kind of stuff. And Trump was genuinely having a good time.
He really was.
And the kids were having a good time. They started singing to him, you know, proud to be an American. type thing. It was really was cool.
And there's a satirical site called Babylon Bee, and their headline is, Trump miraculously feeds multitudes with just 5 quarter pounders and 2 Filet-O-Fish sandwiches.
5 loaves and 2 fishes, I like that.
Indeed.
Let's go to Cooper. Cooper, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, Dan.
How are you, Cooper?
I'm doing good. Doing pretty good. Did you happen to catch, it was on, you probably didn't catch it, it was on CNN. They were interviewing the CEO of Columbia Sportswear. Have you heard anything about that?
I have not.
This was yesterday. I was totally shocked. The CNN guy was talking to him, and somehow he asked him what he thought, you know, what were the effects of the shutdown on their business and all. And this guy starts saying, well, you know, our national parks are shut down, and the people can't keep them in a pristine condition. It's just like ISIS in Syria. Even the CNN interviewer looked shocked. And even said, you're not comparing the shutdown to ISIS, are you? And the guy kind of fumbled around a bit, like, well, it's terrible. We have these pristine forests. And I could not believe it. I mean,
I have to find that tape. Who interviewed him?
I don't know. It was a fairly young guy. It was a guy and a girl there interviewing him. But I bet if you Google possibly Columbia Sportswear CEO CNN interview or CNBC interview, it'll come up.
Well, which was it, CNBC or was it CNN?
I thought it was CNN, but, you know, I'm thinking since it's business, it may have been CNBC.
Okay. I'll see if I can find it. I think Joey may be looking for it now.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was the guy, the interview, he had a look of shock on his face, like, and kind of jokingly said, but you're not comparing ISIS to the shutdown. Well, yeah.
That's going a little too far there, Cooper.
Yeah, but what am I? I can't shave anymore. What am I going to do?
Did you hear the Bradley Byrne interview?
No, I didn't.
Oh, that's a shame. He was really good talking about the shutdown. He was telling us that he feels that the Democrats are feeling the pressure more than the Republicans right now.
I think it's turning more that way. But now, when I was tongue in cheek, I said I can't shave anymore. I was talking about Gillette. I can't buy Gillette razors anymore.
Oh, did you see?
Soon it's not going to be anything I can buy.
Did you see that commercial?
Yes.
I listened to it. I watched it, and then I did it. You know, what would this be like on radio? And you have to actually see the commercial to really kind of understand it. But, yeah, these people are kind of going off the deep end. I'm tired of political correctness. I'm tired of people telling me I need to be doing the right thing. You know, you need to be doing the right thing, in my opinion. Don't be telling me.
I'm having to carry around a book that's got all the stuff written in it that I can't buy.
Yeah.
Or that I don't want to buy.
Your PC directory, huh?
Yeah. Hey, good talk. Look, one quick thing.
Sure.
I called the morning show a couple of days ago and gave them an idea, which they didn't like, but I still think it's a good idea. I think at the wall, the metal, whatever they call them, the metal things that stand up.
Yeah, the barriers.
Yeah, the barriers. Just about every third or fourth one, put a spent nuclear fuel rod in it.
And the guy who's glowing is the guy who came over the wall, right?
That's right. Well, I don't think you'll have anybody within 2 or 3 miles of the wall.
Ah.
And we solved the problem also of what to do with all of them.
Ooh. Be careful, Cooper.
They didn't like my idea on the morning show.
Cooper, thanks for the telephone call, buddy.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Let's go to Randall. Randall, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, was you through with your story on about Clemson? Because did you see when they interviewed the quarterback and they was hoping he'd put Trump down about what food they had there? Have you seen that part yet?
I have not seen that part. The second part of this clip is all about the shutdown. They only did about 50 seconds on Clemson.
You got to look up the quarterback. They were interviewing, they wanted him to trash Trump. He said it was the best blue collar party you could ever go to, which kind of, I guess he keeps up politics a little bit because of what Nancy Pelosi done, trying to drink the beer and all that, you know, and try to look like they down with the people.
Yeah.
But anyway, the quarterback put him in the spot, man. It was amazing to hear and talk. It was the best blue collar party in the world, so... Anyhow, look at it up and check him out. He's pretty funny on that.
Well, I did see they had a lot of just kind of the, you know, what we call wild video, where somebody's just, you know, it's things from people's phones and things like that. These kids were having the best time of their life. There's one video where the guy's filming, and he must be a lineman, and because he makes a comment about blocking for him, you know, and so he doesn't have to lose his stuff. But he has got his hands completely full of pizza, McDonald's, Coke, everything. And he looked like he was having the best time of his life.
Oh, yeah, that's what these kids want. Man, everybody forgets they're still kids, you know. Like, oh, my goodness, he didn't feed them steak and lobster, you know, and they didn't have a suit and tie on. Anyway, I'm glad they had a ball. It was a good thing. And on the shutdown, I know I don't bring it up. Anyway, I'll listen to you. I mean, nobody ever brings up that, like, the soybean farmers around here, you know, when he's going through the tariffs, how they you know, had to do without money. Cause, you know, the soybeans stood out there on the boat and couldn't, you know, the China wouldn't take them, and then they had to take them because of the liquor they make. But, I mean, it just nobody talks about that, but they all talk about, you know, these 100,000 people who are going to get their money anyway. You know, it just... I guess everybody ain't for American. I guess we got to look at it that way, and we got to try to change hearts and minds, I reckon.
There you go.
All right.
Thanks, Randall.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Guys, I was mentioning to you about carbon monoxide poisoning, and you want to really be careful. I have a carbon monoxide sensor in my house just in case, because I have gas fireplaces, two gas fireplaces, gas oven, and then, of course, I play with my propane torch. But you need to really take that seriously. And here are some of the signs that if you have dizziness or shortness of breath or nausea or vision problems or rapid heart rate, that could be because of carbon monoxide poisoning. And Mr. Electric wants you to be safe. That's their interest in you, whether it's electricity, carbon monoxide, whatever. Safety is the first thing. So if you need someone to look at your house and look at the electrical part, we had someone call in yesterday talking about they got the panel changed out, got wiring down to their workshop and things like that. He said, well, it wasn't cheap, but it was half the price of another person who had given them a bid. That's Mr. Electric for you. Give them a call and see what they've got for you and see how they can help you. They're coming out to my house to look at security lights because I'm going to turn off that Alabama power thing I'm paying $17 a month for, and I'm going to get them to install me some motion sensor lights. Get ready to copy 334-269-8886. 269-8886. Put that number in your phone so when the lights go out, you know how to get Mr. Electric. 7 days a week, 24-hour a day, emergency service. We'll be right back.
The machine of a dream.
The Dan Morris Show.
Such a clean machine.
To liberty in our time. The Joey Clark Radio Hour. Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Almost everyone has a pet or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bell Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. It can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
As a business owner, how important is it that the first person your clients meet be exceptional? Do you realize they don't actually meet your employee first? They meet the outside of your building first. What you do on the outside of your building tells a customer a lot about what you do on the inside. When customers drive up to any business, a restaurant, a bank, a hospital, what is the first thing they see besides the building itself? They see the landscaping. If the landscaping is beautifully groomed, aesthetically pleasing, and professionally managed, you're going to instantly gain respect and trust. Property Management Source has proven to be one of the most professional landscape management companies in the area for businesses. For your business to succeed, call PMS 593-3341. They know how important a beautifully landscaped, manicured entrance is to any business. Call Property Management Source 593-3341. They are your first impression. If it's outdoor, they do it.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
This way we are. James Cole wanted me to remind you guys to take care of your pipes here. It's going to be really cold on Monday. If I saw it right, I think it's going to get down to 26 degrees in the area. Ooh. That's cold. That's cold. I need to ask James, 23 degrees on Sunday. 23 degrees, boys and girls. I need James, and James, if you're still listening, let me know. Tell me, should someone disconnect their hose from their faucet? Because I think you told me once that the cold will go down the pipe and if the hose is out there too much. So let me know about that. But James wants you to know you need to go take care of your faucets. And don't be the guy who walks up to the shelf at Home Depot and there's nothing left there to cover your faucets with. Let's go to the phones and go to Mike. Mike, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Doing good, Mike, and you?
All right. I was calling. I wanted to just hit a couple of points. I know you guys were talking about Steve King earlier. You know, we're in Alabama. A lot of race stuff goes on here. But I wanted to let everybody know that can hear my voice. I'm a black man, and I don't think there's nothing wrong with, like, I guess, white nationalists or white whatever, you know, because I think about Indian people, you know, think about my community. We say Wakanda forever, you know, we got Djibouti, you know, so, you know, it's no problem. But it's like, it's always my wife, my future wife, she got me a shirt. It said, Black Fathers Lives Matter. Now, if that shirt just said, Black Lives Matter, I don't think people would like it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's just like, what's the... Anyway, I was looking at, I'm ex-military, and, you know, the military is 40% minority. It's even over 50, actually it's like 50% when you go to women in the military. And I always hear about, you know, Democrats and minorities not being patriotic, and just wanted to put that out there, 40%, you know, just to put that out there, you know. And another thing about this Confederacy stuff, I always hear people talk about,
don't talk about slavery. Let it be in the past. Well, Confederate's lost. Let it stay in the past too then, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And put to the point about the supremacy thing, I don't know if you guys saw Serena Williams, but I don't know too many guys that can kick her butt. Just put that out there. Talking about supremacy, so, you know, just a joke. Lighten up, guys, and
Mike, let me ask you a couple questions here.
You said
you're in the military. Where all have you lived being in the military?
Pensacola. I was up in Chicago, the area for A school, and I was actually stationed in Marietta, Georgia, Dobbins Air Force Base.
Anyway, so you were in the Air Force. Were you ever overseas?
No, I was not in the Air Force. I was in the Navy.
Oh, in the Navy?
NAS Atlanta is on the backside of Dobbins Air Force Base.
Oh, really? I did not know that.
Yeah, I was aviation electrician for the Navy. Dick Cheney came through there several times.
Interesting. When you think back of all the places that you lived, Where is the most racist place that you've lived?
Montgomery, Alabama. I'm from Mobile. I did about 8 years in Birmingham. Mm-hmm. Lived in Georgia for many years. And when I got here to Montgomery, you know, I'm from Mobile. I was like, you know, it's a lot of mixed.
Racist, yeah, absolutely.
Myself. But when I got here, it's like it was just black, white, and that's it. You know, it's like, mm-hmm. It was surprising, especially growing up in the magnet schools, being in the military, ex-military, my family is military. I got two younger brothers in the military. You know, it was weird. And I even asked Joey. Joey was the first white guy I asked about, what is all this talk about this Civil War? And I'm not going to tell you what he said. That's a private conversation.
I'll just put it this way. I think it's nonsense, and people don't know what they're asking for if they actually got a Civil War.
Oh, I wasn't going to tell you what you said, Joey. You know, that's on you.
Mike, are you a first-time caller to my show?
No, I actually called before. I never got into that Sweet Creek thing, though.
The Sweet Creek?
No, sir.
Okay, wait. Let's get your month and day of birth, because I want to get your name in there.
Okay, 10/22.
10/22. Mike, you're in for the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket. Have you been down to Sweet Creek?
Actually, I passed by there yesterday. I was going to Troy Sunday, and I passed by there, but I haven't had time to just actually go up in there yet. But I
Mikey, you ought to go there, buddy. If you Cuban sandwich, turkey sandwich.
Oh, Cuban sounds good.
They have got they have great food, great chili, great camp stew, great barbecue. I hope you win, buddy.
I hope so, too.
You listen in on Friday. That's when we're going to do the drawing, okay?
I listen every day to all you guys' shows. I've been listening to talk radio since Neil Bortz and Sean Hannity had a radio show.
Oh, my
so
God.
Just keep in mind, people listen. You will never know who listens. So when people be going off the rails saying these little things that you think nobody will hear and people catch up on, I mean, it makes that's on you. That's how somebody looks at you, you know. So I'm just putting that out there. Not saying this show, but, you know, I'm just leaving it at that. I enjoy you guys. I see you.
I really appreciate it, Mike. Thanks for the call. Thanks for the kind words and very good call. News Talk 93.1. Dan Moore Show. We're going to be back right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
Turn on, tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
Times standing in line in the front of the club. You're driving around town, blasting your mixes, singing along to the words you don't know.
Biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Not all electricians are created equal. Some are more interested in making money than doing what's right for the customer. Well, not so at Mr. Electric of Montgomery. At Mr. Electric, their goal is to provide a safe home for your family. You can trust the experts at Mr. Electric of Montgomery to explain any problem thoroughly. Then, take action to correct it in the most budget-friendly way possible. Mr. Electric offers upfront pricing, appointments on your schedule, and affordable financing options. When you have an electrical problem, don't put your home or family at risk. Call the licensed professionals at Mr. Electric of Montgomery, where...
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Attorney General nominee William Barr tells senators at his confirmation hearing the special counsel Russia investigation should be completed with the findings made public. He says he's known Robert Mueller for 30 years and once told President Trump at a meeting,
"Bob is a straight shooter and should be dealt with as such."
He says he'd look into how and why an FBI counterintelligence investigation was opened into whether the president was secretly working for Russia. There are demonstrations outside British Parliament ahead of a vote on a plan to leave the European Union.
Sheila Malone is standing in the street holding a big sign saying, "Hoot for Brexit."
There's been so much scaremongering and negativity.
She says Britain should just get on with leaving. But around the corner, Caroline McLean still hopes the brakes can be applied.
Brexit is going to make us poorer and take away control.
She wants a second Brexit referendum.
That's Simon Owen in London. This is Fox News.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru. Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Nice to see sunshine back in our forecast for a couple of days before weather changes move in. Today, mostly sunny. Still chilly with a high temperature only in the low 50s. Tonight, mostly clear. Cold again. The overnight low temperature by dawn down to the lower 30s. Tomorrow, sunshine. A milder day. Upper 50s to around 60. Not bad for January. Thursday, the first of two storm systems on the way with a risk of showers by Thursday afternoon, Thursday night. Thursday's high around 63. We'll be in the upper 60s Friday as we get a brief break in between storm systems, then showers likely again. Saturday afternoon, Saturday night, before it turns sharply colder as an Arctic plunge of much colder air comes in on Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Hey, Montgomery, this is Attorney Sarge Grubbs inviting you to our free estate planning workshop, Wills vs. Trust, on January 22nd and 25th. Call 649-4911 to register.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Live, local talk, the River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. Yes, let's go to the second part of Paula Reed here. Now, she's going to move from Happy Meals at the White House to shut down.
I will say the Republicans are really, really sticking together. It's great to see because we need border security. We have to have it.
But both sides may just be stuck, repeating talking points with no deal in sight.
You got to reopen government first.
We're going to have a wall. We're going to have a barrier.
The gridlock is causing hardship in homes across the country.
Father, we pray that this will be resolved and that this shutdown will end.
One Texas church turned to prayer as families faced a week without a paycheck.
When you don't get your paycheck, it starts putting you behind.
Tawana Smith from Pasadena, Maryland, says her family is making tough choices while her husband is furloughed.
We have to decide which billers we're going to pay, how much we're going to spend when it comes to any loan payments or credit card payments.
The government has also stopped providing loans to small business owners, reducing capital by about $90 million a day. and stopped granting some permits. So even craft beer makers are feeling the pinch.
We've seen this in the past when they've been shorthanded and it can get to the point where those approvals take a long time.
But for most, the worry is putting food on the table. Food banks are opening their doors while they still have funding.
We'll be here for our communities as long as they need us.
The White House is considering going around House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer and negotiating directly with rank-and-file Democrats. But last night, after a bipartisan group of senators met, there was very little progress that would be made. And so far, there is no end in sight.
No end in sight. That's why I asked Bradley Byrne about that. Were there people trying to negotiate and talking? And there's called the silent whip that they use, and it's where the whip is normally go in and get your caucus there. There's a silent whip that's going in and trying to avoid the leadership and kind of saying, have you talked to Joey? Where's Joey in this thing? And
right.
They do kind of a measure to see if they can come up with enough people to pull something off. But Nancy Pelosi is such an iron fist type person that I think she would pummel anybody that went against her here. Okay, I woke up this morning to Morning Joe. Boy, that was a treat. So, you've heard about the New York Times saying, we talked about it yesterday, we're going to get into it deeper. This is going to be stop and go. But I want you to hear this, because this just shows how outrageous Joe Scarborough and Mika Brzezinski, or now Mika Brzezinski-Scarborough, they're thinking of the same. It just absolutely amazes me.
Yesterday, you had Kristen Welker asking Donald Trump the question, are you an agent of Russia? Have you ever worked for Russia? The president finally, after 2 days of brushing that question aside, answered the question. But my gosh, even more concerns arising, especially in the national security community and even some people working with Donald Trump, about why he behaves the way he does towards Vladimir Putin. And of course, now news coming out that he was trying to pressure aides to give Vladimir Putin his biggest prize, and that is a withdrawal from NATO.
Yeah, no, it all points to everything we're looking at. Days after revealing
right there. So there's this New York Times thing saying that some aides have said that Donald Trump wants out of NATO. No evidence of that. No name by it. But this is another thing of fake news, and somebody like Joe Scarborough is going to take that and just run with it, as if it is the absolute gospel that what a newspaper said was absolutely true. And how many times have we seen that that has not been the case? Carry on, my friend.
No, it all points to everything we're looking at. Days after revealing a federal counterintelligence probe into the president's relationship with Russia, the New York Times is reporting alarm among national security officials who are fearful President Trump will attempt to withdraw from the North Atlantic Treaty Organization. Senior administration officials told the Times that Trump privately expressed his desire to pull out of NATO several times over the course of 2018.
And by the way, Mika, that organization that was started after the Cold War has kept Russia in check now for 70 years. And
this is what they want for him to do this.
Well, of course, nobody that's ever walked into that office since NATO was formed has ever thought for one second about shutting down NATO. Not one second. Because everybody that's ever walked across the threshold of the White House and into the Oval Office knows that NATO has always been our check against Soviet expansion and against Russian expansion. And only Vladimir Putin would be wanting the United States of America to withdraw from NATO.
100%.
Okay, so this is a story. They're acting as if it is a fact. And this is a little throwaway story that's out there that some aides allegedly said this about Donald Trump, that he wants out of NATO. This is so irresponsible of what they're doing here. And this one I had to listen to this morning. So I want to share this because, I mean, this is like wacko stuff here.
And they're acting like NATO is this good without question. And in many ways, it has served its purpose pretty effectively over the decades. But they act like there are no complications, like the expansion of NATO into Eastern Europe has definitely made the Russians more paranoid.
Yeah.
Also, look at Turkey, a NATO member, an ally, so to speak, yet you have the president of that country with neo-Ottoman aspirations that we're trying to talk into not crossing a border and invading. I mean, it's not like these are easy solutions. Entangling alliances also have downsides as well as upsides.
Well, the only thing of NATO, the only binding thing is if you attack a NATO country,
right,
you attack all the NATO countries. And so, but when we want to get them to help us out in Iraq, or for example, they're not so much a part of it there. Let's listen in. Which we were attacked.
And to move on, that his reported attempt to keep his meetings with Vladimir Putin, Trump's attempt to keep his meeting with Vladimir Putin secret, is adding to the concern. Current and former officials who support the alliance said they feared Trump could return to his threat as allied military spending continued to lag behind the goals the president had set. In the days around a tumultuous NATO summit meeting last summer, they said Trump told his top national security officials that he did not see the point of the military alliance, which he presented as a drain on the United States. NATO's foundational purpose is to serve as a check on Russia. The White House pointed to President Trump's remarks, calling America's commitment to NATO very strong and the alliance very important, but declined to comment further. This after Putin welcomed President Trump's announcement of withdrawal from Syria. And senators will get to vote on a resolution today that criticizes the Trump administration's decision to ease sanctions on oil companies linked to Russian oligarch Oleg Deripaska.
So, of course, Willie, the White House is, and those around the president, their statements over the past couple of days that nobody has been tougher on Russia, it's just an absolute lie. You have the president of the United States trying to get out of the single most important alliance the United States has had in the post-war world. You have Donald Trump doing, which by the way, has been every Soviet leader's goal, and now this former Soviet KGB agent's goal, that's been the top priority, breaking up NATO, undermining NATO. And then, of course, what would their number one goal be geopolitically today? Getting the United States out of Syria. Check. And now you have Donald Trump trying to ease sanctions on an oligarch close to Vladimir Putin.
This is amazing. I mean, you got to remember, this is an alleged staff person who said this is what Donald Trump did. But this is, you get these kind of reports. You get these wacky reports that don't end up being true. John Kelly is going to the immediate departure from the White House. 1 year later, John Kelly is still there.
Mm-hmm.
It's sickening to me that they'll take a story with no sourcing to it, no background, and treat it as if it is the gospel truth. Man, let's keep going here.
Yeah, this is the biggest prize for Vladimir Putin, something he's tested when he annexed Crimea in 2014. He wants the breakup of NATO. He wants a split between Europe and the United States. And it goes back, Rick Tyler, if you remember July of last year, last summer, when the president went to NATO. Remember, he burst out of those meetings, went to a bank of microphones and declared that he'd gotten everybody to up their commitment to NATO. The next person at the microphone was French President Macron, who said, no, actually, that's not what happened in that room. But again, it's either the president doing Vladimir Putin a favor, or it's the president treating foreign policy and geopolitics like a business transaction in New York City where guys got to chip in more.
Yeah, but it's more than that. I think it's shocking over the last few days that you put all this in context. The talking points of the U.S. getting out of NATO sounds like a puppet regime reacting to Putin's talking points. That's literally what it sounds like. Mm. These are Putin's talking points. And he is smart enough to know that when he says that our NATO alliance, which, by the way, was probably one of the greatest inventions of the 20th century because it keeps us safe, not just our allies, but it keeps us safe, and it's a bargain. The idea that somehow we pay for NATO, we don't pay for NATO. NATO pays for itself. Each of the countries contribute to their own defense. They're supposed to reach 2% of their own GDP. The United States and a few others, Greece, ironically, is one of them because their economy is so bad. But it has been one of the greatest, inventions of the 20th century to keep us safe. It has worked immeasurably. And the idea, who is asking to pull out of NATO except for Vladimir Putin?
We're pretty involved in the news, aren't we, Joey?
Yeah.
So how much news have we played about talking points of withdrawing from NATO? Is there ever a story we've ever played that had anything about that in there?
No.
This is taking a printed story and verbalizing it, basically, and it's rumor. It's hearsay. He just kind of made it sound like it's a fact. This is what they're doing. This is crazy.
Well, and also they mentioned that Putin annexed Crimea to test NATO. Well, no, there was a coup in Kiev, in Ukraine. Putin saw a major military naval base under threat. They reacted. And the Ukrainians
during
in the
Obama
West,
administration.
Yes,
by the
and
way.
The Ukrainians in the West
didn't do
ready.
Anything
because there wasn't much you could do. It's just the partisan history is so nonsense.
By the way, Brexit's deal has failed 432-202. As soon as that hit, the stock market was up 158 points, and boom, went was up 78 points. That's not that big of a deal, but it's going to be interesting to see as we end the. Get closer to the trading day ending, how this is going to be interpreted. Let's continue on with Joe Scubba.
And, you know, John Heilman, right now there is a question within the FBI and within a sizable chunk of America whether Donald Trump is working on behalf of Russia. Certainly, whether he's doing it formally or whether he's doing it because Vladimir Putin has compromised material on him, but
no evidence.
If someone were an agent for the Russians sitting in the Oval
Listen
Office,
to what, he's gonna say.
What are the three things that they would want to do the most? Number one, they would want to disband NATO. Number two, they would want to ease sanctions on oligarchs, people close to Vladimir Putin. And number three, the biggest prize right now, withdraw all American troops from Syria and start turning the Middle East over to Russia and an ex-Soviet spy.
Yeah, and I'd add one more, Joe, to that list. I'm not sure where you'd rank it in Vladimir Putin or any Russian leader's hierarchy, but that would be to undermine the fabric of American democratic institutions and to cause internal dissent and dissension within the United States.
And John, hey, let's try one more also. How about attacking the intel communities that have chased the Soviet Union's designs for everything that they did from 1917 forward, and now causing Vladimir Putin fits? I mean, Donald Trump is actively undermining the FBI, the CIA, the intel community, and his lackeys are doing the same thing. There was actually a buffoon on Fox News that talked about abolishing the FBI. Right. That's how crazy it's got.
This is unbelievable. That was Greg Jarrett, and what he said he had to go through and is basically change the FBI, not fire everybody, just change the organizational structure where it reports. But that is incredible. It's like the Chinese menu. I want one from column A, one from column B, one from column C and D. It's the typical things we talk about Trump.
Well, in this counterintelligence story, this counterintelligence operation to see if the president is a Russian agent or useful idiot or whatever, is this not the same investigation we've known about for 2 years now? That Strzok and Page have been
They're putting some more teeth into it by saying that he was an actual asset. And this is part of the Strzok, Page, Andy McCabe deal.
But we knew they started a Russia investigation after the mid-year review, the Hillary Clinton investigation, Russia one was started.
Right, it was an investigation of collusion. But this is like, oh no, because he fired Comey, he must be an agent. And it's like Joe alluded to, they must have something on him. That's always been their narrative. They must have something on him. News Show 93.1. Isn't this sickening? Going to be back right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
Six till nine and afternoons three till six. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Are there places in your home where the Wi-Fi is really, really slow? Then you need high-speed internet and whole home Wi-Fi from WOW. Our new whole home Wi-Fi uses powerful access points that bring strong Wi-Fi to every corner of your home. No slow zones, no dead zones, just WOW zones. Get 100 meg internet for $39.99 per month for 12 months with a 2-year agreement and add whole home Wi-Fi for $14.99 per month. Call 1-855-GO-4-WOW-6 or visit wowway.com to learn more. Offer for new customers subject to change. Restrictions apply.
Steve Miller Band is coming to the Montgomery Performing Arts Center, and News Talk 93.1 wants you to win tickets before you can even buy them.
Go on, take the money and run.
Tune in to the 3 Men and a Lady Morning Show with Greg, Jay, Emily, and Rich all week long to win pairs of tickets to see Steve Miller Band at the Impact on March 21st.
Some people call me the Space Cowboy. Yeah.
Tickets to see Steve Miller Band at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center, March 21st, from News Talk 93.1. The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV, News Talk 93.1.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Have you guys hit your Maalox moment yet?
I'm
going to have dinner with my brother tonight. Looking forward to that. One of our favorite meals, Mexican, with some cerveza. Okay, 272-9228. Let's continue on with Morning Joe. Let's see if we can take a little more of this.
Yes, it's madness, and I bundled that all up in a giant in one giant kind of catch-all for these essential American institutions. The law enforcement and intelligence community is one. The courts are another. There are a variety of them, right? But we've talked many times for the last 2 years about Donald Trump is kind of with his head in some ways, kind of a battering ram against American institutions. Those are the foundation of what makes the country strong. The country's strength is what counterbalances Russia on the world stage, and particularly Russian aggression. So if you're Vladimir Putin, ripping to shreds American institutions is one giant goal, and then everything that you pointed out on the world stage is another. I think, you know, it's not, I think, sometimes helpful to discuss the notion of Trump as a Russian agent, only because I think people think that makes him somehow like an undercover spy or something. I do think that the notion that he's an asset, unwitting or witting.
Asset, exactly.
I'm not criticizing you. I just think it's an agent doing the work of the Soviets. It technically could be true, but I do just think asset is probably the word that doesn't cause people to immediately shut their ears sometimes. Whether it's witting, whether it's unwitting, it's the big question that's on the table right now about him.
Yeah.
And the fact that he said yesterday, I've never worked for Russia, just made you think over and over again about our two previous presidents embroiled in potential impeachments. Bill Clinton and Richard Nixon saying, Bill Clinton, I never had sexual relations with that woman. And Richard Nixon, I am not a crook. Turned out they were lying. Maybe Donald Trump is too.
That is incredible that they connect that. That is absolutely amazing that John Haldeman would do that. These guys have no substance or, I mean, it's just incredible how they'll just make crap up. Let's go to Rodney. Rodney, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show. Let me fit you in here, buddy.
Hey, Dan, Joey.
How are you?
I'm doing good. Been good. Just up in beautiful North Alabama. Even on an overcast day, as beautiful as this state is, it's still beautiful.
Yeah, but it's colder up there. I was up there Sunday, and man.
Well, it wasn't that cold. I ran into McDonald's and ran back to my truck. So. But anyway.
What's on your mind?
Democrats and the left-wingers have done lost their mind. First, we was a bunch of deplorables. Then we was just a bunch of lowlifes that shop at Walmart. And now we're just a bunch of idiots that eat Big Macs, McDonald's, and all this other stuff, and we're just a bunch of belligerent idiots out here. And, you know, Democrats, I guess they don't have enough sense to know that don't call your boss an idiot. And you're calling the American people idiots every day makes it pretty clear who the idiot is in this audience. So, once again, I think the Democrat Party is on their way to imploding, self-destructing, and they don't seem like they have any care, Dan. Do they have the information already that the Democratic Party is in deep trouble and they just don't care? Is that what it is?
No, I think they think they're doing the right thing. I think they're misguided, but they feel that they've got Trump by the short hairs. I think they look at this and, oh, man, we've almost got him. The trap's about to be set. We're going to snare him any moment now. But it never happens because everything's built on false witness.
Right. And what do you think about this theory that's trickling out now that Trump says it's a good way to drain the swamp?
That it's a good way to drain the swamp to have a shutdown?
Yeah, just keep it shut down long enough to where they all got to go get jobs out in the economy, but we need millions of workers.
Oh, wow. I'll tell you my take, having been in government and state and federal and seen it from all sorts of different angles. It is so ineffective. It is so cumbersome. There are people that are in so many jobs that are just kind of walking through life, like, you know, they're just kind of biding their time, get their 20 years and let me get the heck out of here. There's no zeal, there's no excitement about a job. Now, that's not everybody, but man, it is. You go into the Department of Labor or some of these big old institutions, it is scary what's going on in the places and the amount of money we're spending and what we're and who we're spending it on.
Yeah, it's a shame, but it seems to be that I'm starting to see the pattern of the direction Trump's heading is into keeping it shut down. And a lot of this non-essential stuff is non-essential. And it seems that they're starting to think that the government's actually working better with it shut down than the partial shutdown.
Well, you certainly have government employees that are bitching about things.
Well, evidently they've never lived in the real world because I've struggled all my life to whether I get, you know, get through. They struggled for one week and went ballistic. I think I would at this point not be worrying about that crummy job. I'm going out finding me another one in a good economy.
Yeah, the thing is, they don't think competition. They don't think like that. They, you know, the premise of government is you're there to help somebody, and the premise of a government worker is they're there for government because they're on the government, you know, dole here, and that's what their job is to be a government bureaucrat.
Right. Well, we'll see what our president is doing, but it seems like he found a way to get rid of all these